Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Birch Kimball. On this day, November 29, 2013, Dick Dodd, drummer and vocalist for the Standells, on their 1966 Billboard No. 11 hit, Dirty Water, dies of cancer at the age of 68. On this day in 2010, Sotheby's of New York announces that Bob Dylan's handwritten lyrics to the 1960s anthem, The Times They Are A-Changin', would hit the auction block. When they did in early September, the scribbled notes were bought by hedge fund manager Adam Sender, who placed the winning bid at $422,500. On this day in 1981, George Harrison passes away at the age of 58 while resting at a friend's home in Los Angeles. His last words are reported to have been, "Love one another." The news came as a shock to the world, despite Harrison's much-chronicled cancer treatments. Speaking outside of his home in St. John's Wood, northwest London, Paul McCartney said, "I am devastated and very, very sad." Ringo Starr, speaking from Vancouver, Canada, said, "We will miss George for his sense of love, his sense of music, and his sense of laughter." On this day in 1997, Whitney Houston backs out of a slated $1 million performance at RFK Stadium in Washington, D.C., after finding out the event was a mass wedding for over 1,000 Mooney couples. On this day in 1986, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band's Live 1975 to 1985 starts a 7-week run at number one on the Billboard 200 album chart. It would eventually be certified 13 times platinum, making it the second best-selling live album in history. The best-selling live album is Garth Brooks' Double Live, which has sold over 10.5 million copies and is recognized as 21 times platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. And on this day, November 29, 1979, Michael Jackson receives a gold record for Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. The song became his second Billboard number one hit. What was Michael Jackson's first number one hit? The answer, right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, November 29th, 1979, Michael Jackson receives a gold record for Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, the first of four top 10 hits from his album Off the Wall. The song became his second Billboard number one hit. His first hit that hit the top spot on the Billboard Hot 100 was in 1972 with Bend.